Must be time to put on a show, or at least talk about a place where they put on really great shows. When Proctor's Theater opened its doors in Schenectady, New York, in December 1926, it was the jewel in a chain of 50 vaudeville houses spanning the East Coast from Delaware to Maine. The greatest of gilded movie palaces in a bustling industrial city packed with nearly two dozen theaters. Within a half century, it was the last hall standing, nearly derelict, presiding over a deserted downtown, another symbol of American blight. The new book, Encore, Proctors at 90, presents photographs and essays to construct a narrative of renewal and rebirth, a tale of a city and a theater taking turns, saving each other, rescued by a hearty group of citizens and nurtured by smart leaders. Proctors began its true resurrection at the turn of the century to become much more than just a playhouse. The commemorative book, Encore, Proctors at 90, is now out, and we welcome the authors of this beautiful volume, Michael Ack and Richard Liverich. Thank you very much for being here.
Good morning, Joe. You know, I'm hoping we'll do an audiobook version of this because I like the way you sound reading those
well,
things.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you. It's great stuff. It really is a beautiful, beautiful book. So tell me how what the labor distribution was here. Obviously, Richard, you did a lot of the photographs.
That's right.
And then you were writing the text? Is that how it worked?
It is a photo book at heart. And Richard is creative director at Proctor's. And as such, he's responsible for our visual image. And he did a magnificent job of this. And he's a gracious enough gentleman that he said, you know what? There's some other folks we work with here at Proctor's who've taken some beautiful photos as well. So we included a few of those. And then once we had the photos selected, I wrote essays to accompany the photos. So, yep, Richard was pictures, I was words.
Yeah. What is the story you wanted to tell?
Well, you know, that's a really, I thought about that this morning, actually, and Michael and I had previously done some research on the entire history of Proctor's, and I think I wanted, most importantly, to have the pictures included in the book that were the kind of pictures that I couldn't find from our history. Real people, not just a ribbon cutting with five white guys in top hats.
Yeah.
Actual people, actual programs, behind the scenes. Because so much of what we found, in fact, almost everything of what we found, was what people wanted, intended very clearly to leave behind, as opposed to just pictures of things as they were. So that was my driving force.
It was a bit of a moving target, as these kind of projects often are at inception. And the idea at first was maybe to do a history book. You know, we've got 90 years of this stuff, as you said, December of 26. And so Richard and I were knee deep in looking at those things. And we thought, what about the story of who we are today? Proctor's at 90. It's who we are right now. And so the research we had done for the history was incredibly helpful in all that, but really the story is of who we are right now. It's kind of an amazing place to be. We're teching more and more Broadway shows. Our education department is developing in leaps and bounds. We're marrying that with Broadway. There's so many interesting things happening now that we wanted to tell people about who we are now.
So just so everyone understands, when you say teching Broadway shows, and we've talked about this with some of the guests that you've sent over, but the most recent example is Something Rotten.
Yep.
So this is a show that closes on Broadway pretty much on the 1st of January. And then
10 days later,
it opens
launches.
Up, yep. Right. And they begin at Proctor's.
They begin at Proctor's. So in this particular case, this was the fastest turnaround we've had. They literally closed the show on a Sunday in New York, and they started bringing stuff up the road. They'd already had people in place even prior to that. They set the lights. They set the sound cues. They basically rebuild the entire show because Broadway stages tends to be smaller than the road stages.
Right.
They have to do research on the entire tour and make sure that everything will work in every house down the line. So all of those processes happen at Proctor's. Then the actors who've been rehearsing in New York come up and for the first time interact with all the set pieces, the costumes, etc. So it's literally building a show from the ground up. In the case of Something Rotten, it opened in Boston. And what we do is we tech the shows and then send them on to their opening city. And it's a real fun thing. In terms of Schenectady and the greater capital region, it's a fantastic economic boon. Our CEO, Philip Morris, worked on a tax credit along with other theaters in upstate New York to bring these shows to upstate New York, keeping Broadway inside the state. And usually a $5 million investment in this yields $55 million in economic growth. So it's a truly great thing for the area in terms of job creation, retention, and growth.
At the risk of going on a slight tangent, but how much competition is there with other theaters to do what you're doing?
Is it competition? I think it's more collaboration. We're all doing this now. And this goes literally right across the thruway. Elmira, Rochester,
okay,
Syracuse.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, we're all teching. This year alone, I think it's probably close to a dozen shows have teched in upstate New York.
That's great. And because of the time commitment, and because when you have them in there, you can't show anything else, right?
Right.
So there's enough to go around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
That's great.
And the thing is, there tends to be two different spots in the spring and fall when these tours launch. And so you couldn't get everyone if you tried. And that's why it's this collaboration. They're all happening right across the state.
I think that's an interesting point about of showing where you are now.
That's right.
And so in the photographs you take, you really you give us a sense of what you're doing. And it isn't just what's on that one stage.
And the shows have been really generous, almost every single one of them, to allow us backstage during the teching. Disney was the first to really open up the doors, surprisingly. And ever since then, it's been pretty much an open door policy.
Right.
We can shoot just about anything, and then we pass it through them for approval.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And the way the photographs are presented is gorgeous. And so you really do get a sense of what is happening. And but there is history here too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how good let me ask this fraught question. Are you ready? How good has Proctor's been over 90 years of keeping records?
You know, we have a history committee that's done a pretty remarkable job. The other thing that's great is we spent time at the Schenectady County Historical Society. We spent time in the Effner Center on top of City Hall. So there's a lot of pretty good records that have been kept. And if we ever wanted to go that route we were first thinking of, a straight-up history book, we could do that very nicely.
You know, there are two certain things, right? That history is being made every day and that it's being lost every day. And we felt that during that process, right? We felt like, without looking in that one folder, that some picture would not have
And there are some periods, you know, the theater in the 70s is not as well represented. It was just doing movies at that time and sort of on the downslide before a concerned group of citizens picked it back up. So there's little holes, but there's quite a bit. And one of the fun things we had with the book is, you know, we manage Universal Preservation Hall in Saratoga, which we're renovating now. We manage Capitol Repertory Theater at the Rep. So we're talking about teching at Proctor's. At the Rep, we've been doing a Next Act, a New Play Summit, and we've been creating a lot of new work that's going on to other regional theaters. We're able to document some of that in the book. So that, again, is showing where we are now. 5 years ago, that was not quite as an important element to the Rep. Now it's almost our sole focus. So it gave us a chance to talk about things like that as well.
Yeah, there's a large section in the book and beautiful photographs that you've taken of work being done at the Rep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also we included we bent our time frame a little bit to allow for more photographs from Joe Schuyler, who was 35 years the photographer for Capitol Repertory Theater and who passed away within just a year before really this history starts that we wanted to cover. But we have a few pages, spreads of his shots.
Nice.
That's
stuff.
Great.
Yeah.
When you think about this of where we are now, obviously the next question and what people look at is, okay, so where are you going and where do you head? And you address that as well, too.
Yeah.
We do. The teching is going to be a strong part of our future. We're working now on something that we call the Addy. It's on the third floor of the Carl Company, and that's going to be a new education center. We'll be able to do film series up there, other shows. So we're constantly expanding, but always with an eye towards how we can engage the community more with the things we do.
Mm. You know, we're right at 40 years. We had 50 years of remote management and remote. You know, it was a business, right? Proctor's was a business. For 40 years now, it's been a visionary quest with local management. So with the next 10 years will prove very interesting. And at 100, no one knows exactly quite where we'll be. But I think, again, Michael and I, we spent a lot of effort this year to set things up for the next Michael and Richard. So there will be enough there.
You know, one of the great 100 steps we've taken just very recently is we brought in Sal Prezio, who had previously been the programmer at the Mastery Center at College of St. Rose.
Right.
And Sal's come on to our programming team. And once we get the renovations finished at UPH, He'll be doing considerable work up there and some work with us at other venues. We're very excited to have him on the team now.
You know, you mentioned the Carl Company and the Third Floor. Mm-hmm. And so for those who may not be familiar with the theater, if you're on State Street and you're facing the marquee to the right, used to be the beautiful Carl Company anchor department store. Yeah. in Schenectady, which has been gone now for decades. And then, of course, to the left is Proctor's. But I was just there for the John Cleese event. And you can't sit in that theater and just not say, this isn't just the most beautiful theater in the area, but this is one of the most beautiful theaters that I have seen in the world. I mean, it's a gorgeous theater.
Yeah, we just finished literally 40 years of renovations to that. It looks the way it did in 1926. The guy who worked on it said that in those days they built temples of culture.
Yeah.
And it feels like that. And one of the wonderful remarks we get from the touring artists, because, you know, in addition to the teching shows, we obviously have all the different touring shows come through, and the artists frequently say this is one of the places.
So yeah, because it is. It's just such a beautiful...
You're having a hard day at work. Things are a little frantic, you know. Everybody's got frantic moments, and in the arts, things roll along pretty quick. You walk downstairs, you walk into the auditorium, and just stand there for a minute. Things seem okay. You can go back up to the office. It's a beautiful, beautiful space to be.
And I would assume a fun one to photograph.
Oh, tremendous. There are pictures of the renovation as well,
yes.
More behind the scenes, painting and gilding and the transformation. That's a lot of fun for us as well, because whether it's during the renovation process or during a teching, Proctor's is transformed completely from the place with your familiar seat to a computer workstation or to a gantry that full of metal with people painting and gilding. So that's what we made sure we captured in the book as well, because those are times that our public are not privy.
Yeah, right. There's so many behind-the-scenes thing that theater lovers will just love.
Yes, like working on that chandelier.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, wow. It is the other thing about Proctor's that always just... I find wonderful is it's a huge theater. I mean, it's a very big space, especially compared to Broadway standards.
Absolutely. The biggest Broadway house is about 2,000 seats. Yeah. Most of the Broadway houses are 9 to 15. We're almost 3,000.
Yeah. It's a very large space. Sometimes the shows you can get gobbled up in there, but it's the way it sort of it's not very deep, is it? I mean, it sort of
right. It still
wraps around.
It still has a feeling of intimacy. It was made by Thomas Lamb. He made the Boston Opera House and was one of the most regarded theatrical architects of his day. And he really took those things into consideration. One of the first cantilevered balconies in the country. So some thought was put into the place.
I know you look less in sort of the history, but is there a reflection of how this particular theater is still so relevant and doing such great work, and really at the cutting edge at 90, and so many other theaters, unfortunately and sadly and tragically, are boarded up and just either going awaiting a demolition or for someone to come in and save them.
That was a tough decision, mm-hmm. right, for us, because and it's why the very first picture in the book is a picture of Proctor's in Troy, which is still beautiful. In the state that it's in, but it closed its doors at pretty much the same time that Proctor's was
correct
being threatened to have its doors closed. So it's very important. And Michael has, he's very, a series of miracles had to happen for Proctor's to be the place. It wasn't the most grand theater on the block, even at the time, on State Street. So the stage house is a really great example. We have originally our stage house was the deepest in town because F.F. Proctor wanted it to be a painting studio. So you had the main curtain, but behind the curtain was a painting studio where he painted backdrops for his other theaters. Oh,
wow. And he had other theaters that he would tour shows to. So even before touring Broadway existed, Proctor was already on top of that. Proctor was the dean of vaudeville. He created a concept called continuous vaudeville where they alternated movies and acts throughout the day. A very quick little tidbit that I just love telling, but I think it talks about what you were asking, Joe, about why we're here. In May of 1930, Proctor's had the first ever public exhibition of television. Television is one of the reasons why we don't have as many theaters as we used to do. People found ways to experience what they were getting outside at home. What they did was they had a conductor on the GE plot a few miles away, and he conducted and was broadcast on a screen, and the orchestra in the pit played to his baton. When we have Broadway shows come through now in 2017, we have TV screens mounted on the front lip of the balcony. The artists on stage look at that TV screen to see the conductor so that they can look at the audience while they sing but know where they are. That technology loop says something to me about who we are as proctors. We were the theater that sort of invented why theaters didn't need to be here, and we're still here. The remark you made about the city and the theater taking turns saving each other, a great group of citizens in 1977 and 1979 put us back on the map. Since Phantom, about 10 years ago, look at the change in downtown Schenectady on State Street.
Right.
Restaurants everywhere, businesses everywhere. So it's a little push me, pull you.
The name of the book is Encore Proctors at 90. Richard, Michael, thank you so much for being with us. Hey, where can you get
it? Thank you. North Shire Books in Saratoga, The Book House, and Market Block Books.
Open Door.
Who are your friends with? Open Door. We've got it at the gift shop at Proctors, and you can also get it on Amazon.com.
Excellent. Richard, Michael, thank you very much.
Thank
Great
you, sir.
Pleasure
thank
to have you both here. Encore Proctors at 90. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.